Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you can have that life that you love, being with those you love, doing whatever the heck you love, right? But so much more than just doing that, so much more than just about yourself. It's about creating and blessing more lives around you by creating that ripple effect, because that's what you do as a rippler. You create a ripple effect through people's lives with the gifts and the resources and everything you've been blessed with to be able to make the world a better place. And guys, I'm so proud that I can be a part of that with you. Thank you so much for binging and sharing this with others and making this awesome. Like, guys, I've really been so grateful for how you guys show up. And by the way, I'm grateful for the fact that you guys are just real, true, genuine people. Like, you are by far the best listeners out there. I might be biased, but I know that's the case. So I know my next guest may disagree a little bit, but hey, you know, we'll fight it over later. But anyways, quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. We got the free ebook on there, Beyond Rice and Beans. You can check out to be able to find some more cash today. And also, of course, there's all the video blogs and things we got on there from other episodes too. So check those out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, so I got a special guest here. As you know, I love real estate, right? There's no secret about that. I know that real estate's not all-inclusive. We talk about other things too. We've mentioned things like oil and gas before. We've mentioned things with, you know, different types of funds and different types of investments. But the one thing, you know, I'll never teach about very fondly is going to be about the stock market, right? Despite the experience I've had there, I don't like it. But Mike is different. Like, Mike actually is all about cash flow, just like we're all about in this show too. He's actually the founder and CEO of the website I probably should have gotten years ago, which is called Get Cashflow Today, Inc. He's also the owner of MF Cashflow. He started as a building and contractor. We'll talk about that, where he had 20 experiences building customer relations and negotiating supplier and contracts and things like that and being hands-on and dealing with these homes. Well, after a while, he got burned out and he said, hey, I'm going to go the real estate investing route, and was able to do that for himself, creating the freedom for himself, building his own turnkey real estate portfolio where he's got his own properties and now even offers them to other people as well. So excited to have him out here from good old out near Chicago. But hey, Mike, welcome to our show.
Yeah, dude. Thank you. I love it, man. You call your viewers Ripplers, man.
That's right. They're ripped. That's all I can say. You know, like
jacked up Ripplers, man.
That's right, man. So I love it. Tell us more about you. Like, obviously you started in construction, but what led you down this path of real estate investing?
Yeah. So, been self-employed now for 29 years and, doing a lot of remodeling, and new construction, and went through a few waves, real estate waves. And, 2003, I was like, you know what? Like, man, my body's not going to sustain physically like this for a long time, because I'm literally beating it up, carrying drywall and plywood and shingles and ladders and compressors. I mean, it's a crunch in the bones, the back, the bit. I mean, I was going to the chiropractor 2-3 times a week, just getting, adjusted and stuff. And they're like, dude, you got to figure something out here, stretch, stretch, stretch. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just buy one house a year and I can manage it myself. I could do the maintenance on it. It'll be easy. This will be my long-term, you know, goal here. You know, this is my way of getting out, you know, and it just, that was my vision back in 2003. Like, oh, you know, hey, one a year. So I did. I bought one in 2003. It was a house with a house in the back. So it was not a bad start. Started out pretty quick. And 2004, I skipped. not off to a very fast start, but I had two the first year. 2005, bought another one. Now I'm buying all these in A-class communities. So, and then 2006 went through a divorce and things kind of got crazy and I couldn't do much. So I was just doing some flips again out in the A-class communities in 2007, 2008, and even adding a few more to my portfolio, still all in the A-class communities. And I think I had like five now in 2009. And just doing some flips, really trying to really focus on homes around my area. Well, 2009, I educated myself and I said, you know what? There's a huge opportunity about 15 miles east of me. And I'm like, man, I could buy these homes for, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 at that time. $40,000 would have been a lot, but like, and then just put another, you know, fix them up because that's my background. I could fix them up, take my guys, put them over there, fix them up and put them into my portfolio. And I'd be paying cash for it, go into the bank and do like five at a time or something, pull out all the equity and go out and do it again and again and again and again. And I got to the point to where I'm building up my own portfolio and there's so much inventory out there. I'm like, man, I could be like selling these properties off to investors and they could be cash flowing.
Right.
Man, I'm helping them. And I'm moving product. I'm making a difference in the neighborhood. I'm helping the investor out. I'm making, you know, some money, of course. And I'm providing housing for people, like, you know, clean, safe, affordable housing for people. And I'm like, this is awesome. So, of course, I have to also manage their properties and manage my own properties. So I went to a mastermind out in L.A. And I was just really, it was just me and a part-time assistant. And from there, he said, look, he gave me, I talked to him for like 20 minutes and it was a 3-day mastermind. I don't know what the hell was said in the 3 days, but I can tell you what was said in the 20 minutes prior to even meeting in that mastermind, like the group, because it was, I could have left at that point and came home and bam. And I just did what he said to do. And I've never looked back. I just took off. And today we're managing 368 properties. I've got my own portfolio that my team manages. We're cranking up. We're building up right now to go to over 600 properties. Wow. So, I mean, it's been a great ride. I love it. You know, I love to be able to live fully, love openly, and make a difference. You know, and just help people, man. It's just so great. And it came to a point to where property management became more of a priority for me than building my own portfolio. The value of the homes went up and the rents kind of stayed level there. So right now we're, as far as adding to my portfolio, I'm not too anxious about adding to it, but however, we do have properties that are investors want to sell off because they want to get into something else. Maybe it's oil or something. They've gotten the next new wave and they're like out of real estate and into oil or something. Who knows? But Yeah. So that's it. That's how I got into it.
That's awesome. And you're in Illinois, which I know like Illinois is the best way to describe it. I mean, it's not as bad as inside Chicago. Chicago's like, I call it the big HOA, right? it's so hard to do real estate, but I know guys like you have figured that out. Like what have you done to maneuver that, you know?
You know, there's a lot of little, it's not any one thing. It's a lot of little things, right? Because you have to know, you have to know what to say, when to do it, who to talk to. It's not what you know, it's who you know also. It's just, there's so many little key factors there, especially in this business, in real estate business. If you're an investor and say, 80% of our investors are in the West Coast, and I've not even met probably 90% of those. I've never even met them. Just talk to them over the phone, build a relationship. And you know, a lot of them never even seen the house, man. So, but like they're so far away, they're, we're managing their properties. And that is the key thing to this business. If you don't have amazing property management in place, it's not a matter of if you fail, it's a matter of when you will fail. Right. And when you fail, you're going to be like, why the hell did I get into real estate investing? That was stupid. I lost 10 grand. I lost 20 grand. Oh, that's stupid. Well, the fact is you didn't have the right property manager in place.
Right.
And
especially when you're going to do it yourselfer too. I've seen a lot of do-it-yourselfers run that problem as well.
Yeah. If you want to self-manage, if you want to self-manage and grow, you're not going to do it. Cause I had 30 some doors back when I went to that mastermind and I took off from there. I was like 30 some, that's nothing, man. I almost tripled that now. So, if you want to grow, you're not going to do it. Even if you just want to self-manage one, my recommendation is let the professionals do it.
Yes.
You know, there's so many reasons why, and we don't have time to get into each one of these reasons, but there are so many reasons why you should just let somebody else manage your own properties. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to, you know, speak with somebody why, or just go to my YouTube channel too, MF Cashflow, reasons why not to self-manage. But yeah, it's a disaster.
I think most people agree on this show. If people listening here, they're saying, hey, I'd like it to be passive as possible. Even buying the property, going through that headache sometimes seems like a lot for people, right? That's always the barrier of entry is just buying the property. Once you do that and you have a good property manager, it's really like watching grass grow. It's kind of boring, you know?
Yeah. Well, we get a lot of that too in Illinois, a lot of grass growing. So from what I understand, California grass doesn't grow that much.
Right.
So we got to get the grass cut, you know, 4 or 5 times in a month. They're like, what the hell are you guys feeding that grass out there? It's called rain. Something you guys don't get in California either, right?
Exactly. Well, tell us, like, I know a lot of people, even some of my own clients, like they've really – even though I've said differently, they've said, oh, I'm so nervous about buying real estate right now because everything going on in the country and everything's shutting down. Like, what if renters don't pay and everything else? What would you say to them?
So over 60, I think it's like 62% of our portfolio is Section 8. That's guaranteed money coming in. Now, a lot
that's
of people are like,
that's government sponsored, right?
Yeah. And some people are like, hey, the government, no, they're bad tenants. Whoa. Remember what I just said a few minutes ago? If you don't have good property management in place, be prepared to fail. Well, that goes back to putting good tenants in place.
Yes.
So we screen our tenants. And again, if somebody wants to know more, I'll just refer them back to the MF Cashflow YouTube page. We go into great, great detail on that. I know where to look. We got one person that all she does is just screen tenants and very successful at it. And we know all the little scams and stuff like Fiverr? I'll give you one thing. Fiverr. People can go to Fiverr and come up and they'll make fake pay stubs, fake bank statements. Like, what the hell, man? So we have ways to find out about all this and just call them out on their crap and no, sorry. But yeah, guaranteed income coming in is sweet, right? The first of the month comes in, bam, it's, you know, and they might have a small portion. It could be, you know, I've seen people as small as $3 a month, as high as, you know, on a $1,200 a month rent, maybe they're paying $900 or something out of their own pocket. But the thing is that Section 8's not going to set them up for failure. Mm-hmm. And we always
hard to get approved for that too. For the Section 8 tenants, they have to go through a process just to get approved for that property. They don't want to move, right?
Right. Yeah, they don't know. And the thing is that that money's coming in and they're not going to set them up for failure. It's coming. And if there is a problem, guess what? Now we go back to Section 8, we got leverage.
Yeah.
Go back and say, hey, look, we took pictures or that tenant's not paying their rent. And they're going to go call them and say, hey, what's going on? They don't straighten up, then they're going to be out of the program. So you don't have that with a cash pay tenant, right? You don't.
True.
So, I mean, there's so many more, even with the cash pay, we don't want to lose tenants because it causes vacancy, causes cash flow loss. Then you got attorneys involved and you got a refresh cost and the cost of putting another tenant in place, which you're talking about thousands of dollars, real money, man. So we want to keep those tenants in place, keep them happy. And keep them in there, man. Like, cause you know, everybody goes through hard times. Mm-hmm. We've all gone through them. Doesn't mean we're bad people. It just means we're going through some bad times. And we'll be like, you know what? How much extra can you pay him on? Mm-hmm. You know, it's an extra 200. It's way better than $5,000, losing $5,000, you know, and not knowing when it's going to end. So we've been doing this a long time for sure. Yeah. Good question, so though.
Yeah. And right now you probably aren't seeing the default rate really happening, are you?
No.
Yeah. I've had the same experience. Yeah.
Even through COVID, I mean, and you know, it went into it. It's a lot of uncertainty, right? Mm-hmm. And it's still coming out shining. I'm very happy. See the smile on my face? My own portfolio is, will be 100% occupied in 5 days. So
wow.
I know.
That's great.
I know. It's incredible. So very happy. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, if people want to like follow you or learn more about your properties, because I know there's plenty of people here looking for good turnkey providers in different areas, right? And I know we got a lot of people from Illinois, in fact, that are, they're saying, hey, that's in my backyard, you know? Yeah. How would they follow you? Like, how would they find or reach out to you and contact you about that kind of thing?
Yeah, so you can just go to mfcashflow.com and there's a contact us page on there. Go ahead and fill that out. And you can even schedule some time, you know, if you want to schedule a few minutes to talk or whatever, I'd love to talk to you. Also, we've got what we call a Friday email blast. So on the Friday email blast are our cash flowing properties that we already manage. And the cool part is that being that we manage it, chances are we've managed it for quite a while. And like I mentioned earlier, these investors just got, you know, the shiny object syndrome or whatever, and they want to get into oil, or maybe they want to diversify and they have a large portfolio or something. They just want to diversify, which is cool. So they want to get out, and you know, they're getting out of a home that, you know, we have the maintenance history on it. We have the tenant history on it. They've been with us for, you know, whatever, 3 to 5 years or something. And we know the whole thing. But like where you go and just buy something off the MLS or some, you know, other site, you don't know what the hell you're getting, you know. Right. And we really have the great systems in place, the people in place to grow. And I really just want to see somebody that wants to get into real estate for that passive income. Cause I feel like we got such an edge on what's going on out there, and just really like we've got the right systems and processes. And then the edge coming that we know the history on this home already. Mm-hmm. We're here. And when somebody's on board with us, like they don't get just a little bit of us, they get all of us. So like we're going to set them up like the scary process, the draining process of the lender. Right. So right. We'll set you up with two lenders. We'll set you up with two people to do a home inspection, and also for home insurance. Yeah. So we make the process as simple as possible for the person coming on board. And because we've done this so many times, like I had a goal of 100 doors for 2 years in a row. And both years I did 92 flips. I couldn't break 100, you know? So we've done a lot of flips, literally thousands in my life. And just to get to this point where I just like want to help people, because it's like, it's in my blood. I love what I do, you know, and I've mentioned it to you before, live fully, love openly, and make a difference, right? You know, I could certainly live off my own portfolio. I'd be bored out of my mind, because I love what I do, and I love helping people, and I love making a difference, you know, like, there's people, Chris, that come over to us and be like, Mike, you know, regarding your property management, I'm with ABC Property Management, and you know, I've got this vacancy been going on for 3 months, or the maintenance is killing me, and you know, or all these problems, and they're like, yeah, we'll help you. Just remember, though, it didn't get like that in a week or two, or even a month. It took months to get like that, you know, and. No, I've had a guy from Denver that brought over 8 units. Mm-hmm. He was less than 50% occupied, and we've got him 100% occupied now. And it took a while. Like one of the buildings, the tenant started on fire, so it took a little while, little while to get that building back up. But you know, and that was a multifamily. So we have multifamily and single family. I would recommend to anybody, if you're going to have one, get two.
Yes,
you don't want just one, because that's your single point of failure. And, you know, multifamily, you know, we got 2-unit, 4-unit buildings. So, that are fully tenanted and cash flowing. So yeah, mfcashflow.com.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes as well. But yeah, everybody check that out. Like it's so good to have options, right? It's so good to have those things in place. And I can't tell you how amazing it is from my own personal experience as an investor to have a team on your side saying, hey, we got this handled. You don't have to go shop around looking for this lender or looking for that insurance agent or whatever you have to do. Like it's all done in house. It makes it so, so nice because you're too busy. Like you're too busy to have to worry about that crap. You're trying to build that active income right now to use that to create this passive income. So you shouldn't be stressing yourself with that kind of stuff. So, so guys, check that out. mfcashflow.com. Also check out his podcast, MF Cashflow as well, which is a fantastic show. So definitely check that out too. So
One more thing. You need four things to create every deal. And maybe there's more. I'm sure there is. But you need time, money, credit, and knowledge. Yeah. You know, and I'm sure you've heard it say other people's time, other people's money, other people's credit, other people's knowledge. But like the investors have the money and the credit. Leverage our time and our knowledge, and you got something that is going to be cash flowing, man, that's going to make a difference in your life. Have the ripple effect, right?
Right.
That's it, right, man.
Well, it's so good to have a team because you can't afford to screw it up yourself. You know, like when people try to do it themselves, I'm like, okay, you probably shouldn't have bought that property in the first place. Let's go to a turnkey person. Let's have them look at it, you know, get you something and get it done right, you know, and I totally agree. So Mike, again, appreciate your time, man. And appreciate having you on. And again, everybody check out his stuff, you know, check out MF Cashflow, guys, mfcashflow.com. So everybody, I hope and make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.